The young Alexander campaigned brilliantly for a total of 10 years, until he defeated the whole of the Persian Empire. What drove him on? We asked the leading expert on Alexander, Robin Lane Fox.
Alexander was driven by the heroic ideals that befitted a Macedonian king ruling over Macedonians, the ideals of personal glory, prowess. He was driven by a wish to reach the edge of the world, in his case first the eastern edge, denied by his men in India. He was driven by a wish to excel forever. His father Philip, who was a man of significance, but pales almost to a shadow beside Alexander's global reputation.
Alexander's victories didn't just depend on his armies. They needed money, and lots of it. Luckily, his father Philip had conquered the rich gold and silver mines of Thrace, the area that straddles the modern borders of Greece, Bulgaria, and Turkey, and that financed the early campaigns. But this inheritance was later swelled by the enormous wealth he captured in Persia, and Alexander's imperial conquests were bankrolled by nearly 5 million kilos of Persian gold. With irresistible force, huge wealth, and enormous charisma, it's no wonder that Alexander became a legend, seeming to be more than mortal, literally superhuman. And for many, he was just that. In one of his early campaigns in Egypt, he visited the oracle of the god Amon. And there, the oracle named him not just the rightful pharaoh of Egypt, but a god. He left the oracle with the title Son of Zeus Amon. And that explains the characteristic ram's horns on images of him, like the one on our coin.